This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Wisconsin today as the newly minted Democratic frontrunner for president. She's speaking in Milwaukee.
It is my intention to go out and earn this nomination and to win.
That's Harris speaking yesterday at the former Biden campaign headquarters in Delaware. Virtually all of Wisconsin's Democratic delegates are supporting her at their convention next month. And practically all of Wisconsin's top elected Democrats are endorsing Harris for president. That list includes Governor Evers and U.S. Representatives Gwen Moore and Mark Pocan. Other endorsements are coming from Senator Tammy Baldwin, Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. 89 of Wisconsin's 95 delegates to the Democratic National Convention say they're supporting Kamala Harris for president. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler.
I have not heard anyone share with me that they would oppose Vice President Harris as the nominee of our party, and I have every confidence that as we move to November, we will be fully united as a party.
Everything old will be new again at this year's Democratic Convention. Delegates and not primary voters will choose the nominee for the first time in about 50 years. Mike Wagner teaches journalism and politics at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
Primaries were not binding until the 1970s. And so we're really in a small way kind of reverting back to a convention where the party elites will be choosing the nominee.
That's Wagner speaking with Civic Media. Lockdowns are lifted at two troubled Wisconsin state prisons. Green Bay and Waupun were locked down for several months. Four inmates died at Waupun during that time. Calls are growing to close the Green Bay prison. Mercury Marine is laying off 1,700 workers temporarily to make production adjustments. The layoffs will happen a week at a time for a total of up to 8 weeks now through the end of the year and will impact mostly hourly employees. Mercury made 300 permanent job cuts last month. The company blames lower demand. Two people are dead after a plane crash near the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh yesterday, the first day of the world's largest fly-in. All operations at Whitman Regional Airport were shut down. The names of the victims were being withheld this morning. The National Transportation Safety Board is looking into why it happened. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin wages are on the rise this year, according to data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Workforce Development announced preliminary data showing Wisconsin ranked first in the nation for inflation-adjusted hourly earnings growth during February, March, and May this year, with a second-place finish in April. On top of the wage growth, Governor Evers and the DWD announced last week that Wisconsin has been hitting record employment numbers this spring. Congressman Derek Van Orden released a letter on Monday demanding that Vice President Kamala Harris invoke the 25th Amendment and remove President Joe Biden from office. The letter comes as President Biden announces he will no longer seek re-election, leaving Vice President Harris as the presumptive nominee. Congressman Van Orden says in the letter, quote, "We cannot have a commander-in-chief in charge of the nuclear codes who is experiencing the level of cognitive decline that we see in President Biden." The Eau Claire Public Schools Foundation has announced the selection of a new executive director. According to a press release, Kelly Christensen will take over the position on July 29th. Christensen has worked with a number of nonprofits in the area, including as the lead community impact director at the United Way of the Greater Chippewa Valley. Officials say she will bring a great deal of experience and skills working with operations, fundraising, and grants, as well as building relationships with staff and donors. Chippewa Valley residents will soon have a chance to get a refreshing lemonade while teaching area kids about the value of entrepreneurship. According to a WEAU report, the Boys and Girls Club of the Greater Chippewa Valley will be hosting its 15th annual Squeeze the Day Lemonade Day on August 1st, teaching area kids about marketing, financial literacy, and other business necessities. The organization will hold events in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Altoona, Menominee, and Black River Falls from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. next Thursday. The Eau Claire County Humane Association will be offering free small animals to residents with an approved application for the rest of the month. According to a Facebook post, the organization is struggling with a lack of space and has needed to delay taking in some surrenders because of it. The small animals will be available in the afternoons from Wednesday to Saturday, and potential adopters can also schedule an appointment if that doesn't fit their availability. The animals include bunnies, gerbils, and guinea pigs. A fun run was held in Eau Claire over the weekend to raise money for a new Nordic Culture Center in the city. According to a WQOW report, the Tussenbeiner 2K and 5K run kicked off at Carson Park on Saturday to raise funds for the Waldemar Agger Association. The organization is planning to build a new Scandinavian and Nordic Heritage Center next to their museum on Madison Street. They're hoping to raise between $1.5 and $2 million through a variety of fundraisers and a capital campaign. Candidates for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District all had something to say about President Biden's decision to end his presidential campaign on Sunday. Democrats Katrina Shankland, Rebecca Cook, and Eric Wilson all touted Biden's accomplishments in statements following Sunday's announcement. On the Republican side, Congressman Derek Van Orden has made multiple social media posts questioning President Biden's ability to serve and predicting that he would not survive the remainder of his current presidential term. A local nonprofit and a grocery store chain are teaming up to encourage residents to use less plastic. According to a WEAU report, Jonah and Hy-Vee are highlighting a nationwide initiative called Plastic Free July, hoping to encourage more community members to get reusable cloth bags and reduce the use of individual plastic bags. During the event, the first 100 people through the door will receive a free cloth bag. Hy-Vee will also continue to sell the reusable bags for $1 throughout the rest of the month. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Cubs battled at Wrigley Field. Chicago went through six pitchers to keep the Brewer bats at bay. Milwaukee made some costly errors in the field and lost the game 3-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, our bullpen was a little taxed tonight, but Milner did a great job. And credit to the Cubs. They played in the clutch. They did what they had to do. And they pitched great, six different guys, and they kept us at bay. We had opportunity and, you know, didn't get that big hit.
Game two of the three-game series is tonight. NFL, Jordan Love at practice, but will not suit up until he has a new contract. General Manager Brian Gutekunst talked about the 25-year-old quarterback at the team shareholders meeting.
Jordan Love. Jordan not only developed into one of the game's more exciting playmakers, his steady demeanor and leadership allowed our group to weather the storm and find our confidence as the season moved along. We're working very diligently to sign him to a long-term extension.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Another box office record falls thanks to Twisters. The Twister sequel opened at number one at last week's box office, pulling in $80 million plus at the gate. It was the largest opening ever for a natural disaster film in America. Twisters is the third biggest opening of the year so far, behind Inside Out 2, which pulled in $155 million in its opening weekend, and Dune Part 2, which pulled in $82 million. As well as Twisters performed domestically, it underperformed overseas, pulling in about $42 million. That's still a lot of scratch. Neon Studios' surprise hit Long Legs continues to have long legs at the box office, pulling in almost $12 million and totaling $44 million in two weekends. The film cost less than $10 million to make. Other milestones reached include Despicable Me 4, which has now pulled in $260 million domestically, and Inside Out 2, which should pass $600 million at the domestic box office this week. It's sixth in theaters. So much for a summer slump. Typically, when a comedy club has co-headliners, it means neither one of the comics are ready to headline. The other night in New York City, it was just the opposite as Dave Chappelle and Jon Stewart took the stage Saturday night in Harlem at the Apollo Theater for one show only. Stewart opened and Chappelle closed. Both men tackled the subjects of Trump, Biden, Gaza, fame, and Ohio's men. Cell phones were not allowed in the theater, so there will be no pirated copies on YouTube, but I'm really hoping they put this out as a special. If you were a fan of the show Homicide: Life on the Street, you'll be able to give it a rewatch soon. If you've never seen the Baltimore-based show, which starred the late Andre Brower as Detective Frank Pembleton, I highly recommend it. Despite being a network show, it was more like a gritty streamer before there was streaming. Homicide was created by David Simon, who also created The Wire. The former NBC show will be available to stream on Peacock starting August 19th. Brendan Fraser likes Ike and will portray him in a new film called Pressure. The film tells the story of the D-Day invasion where troops stormed the beaches at Normandy. The Oscar-winning actor portrays the Supreme Allied Commander Eisenhower. Variety reports that Ripley star Andrew Scott will portray Britain's chief meteorological officer, James Stagg. Stagg informed Eisenhower of weather conditions that were crucial to the Normandy invasion. The project is in the early stages of pre-production. The Simpsons have done it again. The New York Post reports that in an episode from the year 2000 called Bart to the Future, Lisa Simpson becomes the first female president of the United States. In the episode, she is wearing the exact same outfit that Kamala Harris wore during the 2021 inauguration, right down to the pearl necklace and earrings. Simpsons writer Al Jean posted a picture of Lisa next to Harris in their matching outfits. Let's see if life will imitate art. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with a chance of an isolated thunderstorm through about early to mid-afternoon, then gradually clearing later today, our high 79. Tonight, partly cloudy, a little fog overnight, our low 59 tomorrow. Cooler, less humid, mostly sunny with a high of 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.